for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2008 Spring Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, March the 22nd, 2008. Philip Fields is the speaker of this service teaching on How to Hear the Voice of God. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
I truly believe that the most important thing is that you learn to hear God for your own life. How many people will pass through your life in the time of your life that truly influence you? A dozen? 100? Whatever it might be. None of those people will carry the weight that God's Word carries. Listen, there are people in this day and time who are captive in places in Asia, South America, and other places like that. And they say the only way they made it out was because they had the Word of God in their heart. And don't you know, it wasn't just the book itself. They probably had visions in their cells of Christ. This is what keeps us alive. Okay. I want to walk you through some very basic things. When I was studying to get my master's degree, the Lord took me on a journey of hearing His voice. It was during that time He gave me four words, and I use these words every week of my life. And those words are listen, wait, obey, and stand. Listen, wait, obey, and stand. Every day of your life, you are probably using all four of those and are not always aware of it in some form or some fashion in your relationship with God. And I want to show you how they can be very, very powerful. Okay. Are you still with me? When my wife is not present, I take my jacket off. Because she's here, I can't get away with, hey, you tell her I wore it to the meeting. Can I take my jacket off? I'm hot. Isn't she cute? We have four beautiful children. God has so blessed me. So blessed me. Okay. First of all, if there's any water as I'm speaking and talking about water, if there's any water back there, I'd love to have some. The first thing that you're going to do when you learn to listen to God is you're going to have to learn how to still yourself. You're going to have to... Thank you so much. You're so sweet. You're going to have to learn how to still yourself. This is not normal. Let me say this to you. I am a very busy person in my thinking. It does not require coffee to wake me up in the morning. I get up and I have ideas running through my mind immediately. I have an agenda immediately. I have things I want to do immediately. Like go back to sleep immediately. I had a friend, I heard him say,
He's writing a book. You heard Benny Hinn's book, Good Morning, Holy Spirit. He said, I'm writing one called Good Afternoon, Holy Spirit. Now, when you're learning to still yourself at first, a lot of things are going to happen to you. First of all, Ed McMean is going to show up at your house with a very large check. These are the kinds of things. All kinds of stuff will happen. You know, hot water heaters are burst and electricity problems and all kinds of things will start to happen when you want to be with God and you're trying to still yourself. I got tickled listening to Doc tell his story the other day about demons in his house, and he would just go in there and pray with them for a while. I thought, man, this guy's bold. He's going in there and pray with the demons, read scripture to them and all kinds of stuff. Said his dog couldn't handle it, and then he went running out of the room. But he went in there and visited with them. So you want to still yourself. Being still does not mean being blank. You're not trying to be a blank slate. What you're doing is the very thing that Clement was talking about this morning about the Lord. You're sitting on the edge of your seat as if this is the first time in your life you've seen a color TV. Shazam! Look at here, all these people's in color. Okay? You're getting on the edge of your seat because you're excited. Something good is about to happen to you. God is about to show up in the room. He's about to give you a vision for your life. He's about to give you an answer to the healing in your family. He's about to speak to you about the lost person you've been praying for at work. So you're on the edge of your seat. It's go time. Yes, I'm active. I'm hungry. I'm looking for God. It's now. He's going to show up. Listen, if you were invited to the president's office, you would go in there with this expectation in your heart and be going, you know, and everything you touched, you'd be thinking about, oh, I just touched his hanky and I just touched his desk and I sat in his chair. The president sat in the same, you know, you would be excited, wouldn't you? Okay, same thing with the Lord. This is a romance. Don't let it get dry. Put some music on for it. Invite Him into the room. Come, Holy Spirit. You are welcome in this place. If you're one of these extreme left-brain people and everything is facts, I don't always relate very well with people like this because I had a hard time with math in school. But some people are. They naturally, it's all facts and figures. The left side of their brain is incredibly vast and they can figure out physics and all this kind of stuff. When they started getting into imaginary numbers, they lost me, you know. But for some people, they're facts. Everything's kind of dry and everything's kind of heavy. Well, for you, maybe you need to pray in the Spirit a little bit. Maybe you need to just put on some nice worship songs that don't have the words in them. Okay? And that'll just start to help your spirit awaken. That's what we're trying to do, is we're awakening ourselves and we're getting still. Somebody said, well, what does God's voice sound like? Very important question. And I ask a lot of people this question. What does He sound like? You know? I'll tell you what happens. I've never heard Him speak audibly. Never one time have I heard Him speak audibly. He has shown up in some rooms that I've been in that went from dark to extremely bright. And I went down. But I've never heard His voice audibly. But what He sounds like is He's going to release spontaneous thoughts into your spirit, man. And oftentimes it's not even complicated. One of the most powerful words that God spoke into my life that healed me was, I am your Father, and you are my Son. To a self-imposed orphan, that's music to my ears. I got a daddy. See? I am your Father, and you are my Son. I held on to that for months. I'm somebody. You know who my daddy is. Tell you about my daddy. See? Just in that quiet moment, it comes in. And it's really sweet and peaceful. God is not forceful. He will not require you to listen. But the moment that you do, He will fill your spirit. And you say, but I start thinking about all the stuff I need to do during the day. I'll tell you what you do. You get yourself a notepad. Just write that stuff down. You'll get to it later and your brain will actually give you a break. When you write it down, it'll say, oh, okay, you said we'd get to this later. I'll stop bugging you about that. When the enemy shows up and he starts saying, you're a cheat, you're a liar, you're a this, you're a that. Just say, in the name of Jesus, you're not welcome to this meeting. You don't have to get into a great big long... No, it's not necessary. Just disagree with Him and get on with it. Okay? Put your focus on the Master. Okay? And as you focus on Him and you begin to still yourself, and these, as John said, these bubbling thoughts, it's like that water over there, that fountain, it just starts to come. And there's a flow there. It's really, really soothing. It's really powerful. I tell you what, if you have a really hard time with this, what I want you to do is to try doing it 3 times a day instead of just one. Because what's happened is you have been conditioned. You have been trained how to be busy. And what you need to learn to do is to learn to still yourself. And so instead of going for a Big Mac at lunch, go get yourself some time with God. And just in your car, wherever you are, and get in a quiet place and still yourself. And just listen. And He will bubble up something else. Okay? Oftentimes, my time with God may start with a question, with something that's going on in my life. I'll tell you a question that everyone should ask God at some time in their life. What do you think of me, God? Have you ever asked Him that question? Hey, man, you're cheating. My wife did that today with the women. That ain't no fair. So, when you ask that question, He will tell you. I'll tell you what He said to me. I was walking on the beach at night. And when I asked Him the question, I didn't hear anything. Okay? I was listening, but I didn't hear anything in that moment. But later on that day, I was walking on the beach. And He said, you feel that sand? I said, yes, Lord. I created that for you. You see those stars? I created those for you. You hear that ocean? I created that for you. I love you, son. Ooh. That's a good one. That's a good one. See, when He speaks that into you, nobody can steal that from you. And there are days when that's all you have. You know? In ministry, sometimes there's a lot of those days. You know, because somebody's always going to find fault with what you're doing. But I've learned that I don't base my life on the opinions of others. I base my life on what has been spoken into me. See? And it is so valuable. Now, after you've learned to still yourself and get quiet with God, and you've begun to listen to Him, and He's begun to speak to you, what I want you to learn to do is write down what He says. Write it down. You say, Philip, why should I write it down? Look at that book table over there. Those are thoughts that have come to the people of God. And those thoughts
are valuable, not only to you, but to other people in your life. Listen, when I was going through college, I wanted to be in ministry, but I would have never thought that I would have been able to write a book. I never thought I could do something like that. I didn't read a book from cover to cover until I was in college. So tell the truth. I got through school as a kid on my athletics. And when I got into college, I realized that I was way behind everybody else. And I had to make up that time. But what you can do with God as He speaks it into you is so powerful. So what you're going to do is you're going to listen. And you're going to get quiet. And God is going to speak to you. When He speaks to you, you write it down. Now, once you have heard God's voice, what next? What you do after that is you begin this waiting process. And the waiting process is how you give birth and activate what He has spoken into you in your life. That's when you get your scriptures out. And you check it. And you see. If He gave you a vision during that time, then it's going to be something you want to check with the Lord. If you saw yourself, you know, in another continent, ministering the gospel and sharing and people coming to the Lord, then you can see that God definitely does this in people's lives in the Scripture, right? Okay, don't get sleepy on me now. There she is. So what you're doing is you're looking for affirmation in this waiting process. You're looking for God to begin to speak. You're looking for God to say something. You're looking for a confirmation of what God has said. Sometimes that confirmation is going to come from somebody else. Maybe your spouse. Maybe a child. One of the most powerful revelations I got about God's love came from my 3-year-old. She's not 3 anymore. She's 7 now. Well, she was 3 years old. I wanted to pick her up because I wanted a little hug. You know, how you get with your kids. So I scooped her up and I thought, oh, I need me some daddy time, some hugging. She went, ugh. Got out of my arms real quick. But she was playing with a toy. She wanted to do what she was doing. And I thought, okay, go ahead, do what you were doing. And I walked away and the Lord said, sometimes you're the same way. I want to hold you and you don't want to be held. And I learned that what makes us unholdable is shame. And there was some shame in my life. You know how you get rid of shame? You hold somebody. Most people that have shame have had inappropriate touch in their life somewhere. But when you hold them, you take that shame off of them. You ever read that book, what was the Velveteen Rabbit or whatever it was? It's the same principle. So you wait on God. And as you're waiting on Him, you're waiting for Him to unfold things. How many of you realize that timing in the kingdom of God is everything? It is so critical. Sometimes we get ahead of God. Sometimes we're way behind God. What we want is His timing to release this word, to release this vision, to get to this place where that word is like a woman who's been pregnant 9 months. We are ready to have this baby. I learned after us having 4 children, the last thing a woman wants to be asked is, so how much longer you got? I got 3 days and 2 hours, boy. You know, We want the timing of the Lord. So we're praying for it. We're interceding over it. If it's a small thing, it doesn't require that sometimes. It may be something you activate that day. But the big visions in your life, the things that God has called you to, your assignments, your purpose, the things that God wants to release, He wants you to experience this fulfillment. So you're waiting with expectation. You don't become dormant and passive and stick your head in the sand like the ostrich. Then there's an hour when God says, now. It's interesting to me that in the Gospels, that something as simple as fetching a pail of water would be recorded in the Scriptures. Why? Fetching a pail of water and a donkey? For the fulfillment of the Messiah to come into the earth, why are those things so important? Because they are fulfillment of prophecy. And He didn't leave out one detail when it came to the fulfillment of prophecy. But when it was time, He said to His boys, go get the donkey, go see this man, go get this water, go prepare this room. These are the things that you need to do. Now is the hour. You go do what I have told you to do, and that's it. So you listen. You've heard the voice of God. You wait. You've cultivated the Word of God. And now you act on it. You do it. You step out. You do the ministry He's called you to. You go into the area He's sent you to. You be the person He's told you to be. You step forward in your marriage as He has told you to. You go in to the business that He's launching through you. You take the insight that He's given you and you invest it into the kingdom. Whatever it is, you do exactly what He said. And then you leave the results in His hands. When you came here, Glenn, to set up this ministry, you didn't have everything planned. You came out from California on a word. How many of us are willing to be so bold? See? The reason that we're not so bold is because we have too many dangling participles around us. We got those little Chads hanging on us everywhere. I got to pay this bill to get to this. I got to have this done because I've gotten myself involved in this. I'm a part of this club, and so I got to have this thing done. And we're so scattered and smothered all over the place. We're not free. If God said go to Africa, we'd have to say no. I got bills to pay. Check your lifestyle. Maybe the reason God isn't giving you a word is because your life is so complicated and complex that if He gave you a word, it'd be like throwing a pearl to swine. Get free. Free yourself up. Simplify your life. Don't make things complicated. Send me your stuff. I got 200 acres. I'll put it in a building. I get myself into trouble often when I'm speaking on the road, so please edit that from the tape. Oh, if I could only tell you a couple stories. All right. The last thing that you're going to do is to stand. You've listened. You've waited. You've obeyed God. You stepped out. You did the thing He told you to do with absolute faith that it was His word, and you've done it. The results are in His hands. And you're going to stand on God's Word. You're going to believe that what heaven is releasing is going to be real. That prayer, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, as it is in heaven, let it be on earth. You're going to believe that. You are going to trust with everything inside of you that what He said is what you're going to do, and you are going to see the fruit of that very thing. 3.5 years ago, my wife and I packed up our little caboose and our children, and we left Thomaston, Georgia, and we moved to Point, Texas. How many of you have heard of Point, Texas? The people in Point, Texas have not heard of Point, Texas. There's only 7 of us. It ain't even a point. That's the point. We moved across there. We had no savings, nothing, no promises, no job, no church, no buildings, no place to live, no insurance. We had to go back and get the kids. And a baby was on the way. My wife is telling me, if you don't tell that part, you've missed the whole thing. And I'm talking, the boy was due in like 3 months or 2. 10 weeks, see what I know. 10 weeks. That is either stupidity or faith. And you don't know how much ridicule I got for making that move. I am not worthy, I can assure you. Oh my gosh. Oh, man after my own heart. When you do things like that, you do them because you are so convicted by God. And since we have moved to Texas and begun to establish a ministry there, we have seen not only our lives become fruitful and our children, we have seen people healed. We have seen people delivered. We have seen people's lives totally transformed. And we are in the process of setting up a refuge for people to come who need a place to stay and be receiving ministry throughout 6 months to a year for some of them. This is a big endeavor. It's huge. But you know what? I realize something. It's God. You have to make that same decision in your life. Are you willing to die for what you believe and what He has called you to? Are you willing to die for it? Most of us wouldn't die for our employers. And rightly so. But I'm talking about your purpose. I'm not talking about your tent-making job. I'm talking about, are you actively, aggressively pursuing God on such a level that everything in your life is like a wake behind a boat as you are pursuing after God, that thing that He has assigned to your life, you are laying down your life daily to see that it happens. Boom. And systematically. The way that you do this is by hearing His voice and taking one more step. See, long before I met this beautiful woman and had children and moved to Texas to start this ministry, I had to leave this little tiny town in Virginia to go to Oral Roberts University. That was a step, you see? How did I know to make that step? I heard His voice back then, by the grace of God. And then you keep hearing and you keep stepping. And you keep stepping because you've heard. And as you hear Him, He will continue to give you what you need to go forward. Yeah. And when you know that you know that you know, as Oral Roberts used to say, you know, I heard him say one time publicly, it blew my mind. He said, I believe somebody else was called to build Oral Roberts University. But they wouldn't listen, so he chose me. There's a humble statement. I don't know about you. If I'm the second man chosen to do the job, I'm still going to do it with all my heart. How about you? Stand to your feet. As you learn to listen to God and hear His voice, He will alter the course of your life. Hearing God's voice is about giving up the control of your life. If you have to be in control, don't try to listen to God. You might as well not even start. But if you're willing to give up the control of your life, you're willing to go the extra mile with Him, and you're willing to look at the issues in your life Because God will speak to you about your weaknesses. He'll talk to you about those things. Because they stand in the way. Not because He's trying to be critical. Not because He's trying to wound you. But in order for you to grow, you have to face the things that are weaknesses. And we all have them. And as He speaks into you life, those things, those dangling participles will fall off. See? It's an interesting phenomenon. If I had a clear glass in front of you that was muddy on the bottom, and I poured a little bit of water in there, we'd have some muddy water. But if I kept pouring pure, clean water in there, what would happen? All that mud is going to do what? It's going to come to the surface and the soot is going to go. That's God's design for the Holy Spirit. He's going to keep pouring His Word into you. And if you'll let it flow through you, it'll cleanse you and align your whole life. And you will be that vessel that He has called you to be. Not everybody needs to try to influence thousands of people. But the one person that you minister to could be that very person. You may have an Oprah Winfrey in your backyard. You may have a Billy Graham in your church. But I know that you have a lot of common folks who need love. And it's time for us to hear the voice of God and do His will. And we'll see this thing happen. We'll be part of the move of God. Are you willing to go there?
Yes, Lord.
Let's pray. Father, we so thank You for this night. I thank You for Your voice tonight. And I know, Father, that there are people here tonight who need to hear from You. And I pray that the Word that I have taught them will empower them to hear, to encounter You, to experience You, to be changed by You. I pray tonight that that very Word that you must hear from God, that He would begin to speak to you right now. I just ask You to do Your best to be quiet and to hear from God in this setting right here. I believe that He's going to download for some of you visions. I pray, Father, that visions would come. I pray that dreams would come. I pray, Father, that these people tonight would hear the Word that they need to hear for themselves. Right now, give yourself permission to hear from God. Just spend a couple moments listening. Thank You, Father. How many of you in this room tonight are experiencing a very painful relationship right now? Just raise your hand. Painful relationship. It could be with a child. It could be with a coworker. It could be with anybody in your life. Just a painful relationship. I want to speak to that. Just wrap your arms around yourself. Go like this. Hear these words. I see your pain. And I know your heart. I don't want you to hurt anymore. I'm here for you. I've not given up on you. I love you, son. I love you, daughter. My precious child. Don't run from me. Let me hold you. Let me come close to you. Touch you. I want you to feel my presence. You are safe now. I'm with you. You're safe. It's going to be okay. Daddy's here. Daddy's here.
It's going to be okay, sweetheart. Don't worry anymore. Let me have your pain. There you go. Give me your pain. Give Daddy the pain. Go ahead. Give it to him. I don't want you to carry it. Give it to Daddy. How many of you in this room tonight are suffering in your body? If you're suffering in your body, any type of pain, any type of disease, any type of virus, any area of ailment, I just want to speak into that area of your life. Close your eyes and let me speak to that. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. Receive the broken body of my Son. Receive the shed blood of Jesus. Receive this touch. Receive the work of the cross. Receive the touch of God. I don't want you to be sick. I don't want you to be hurt. Release the pain. Release it to me. Put it on the cross. Put your pain on me. My body took your bruises. My body took your viruses. My body took your generational sin. My body took the pain of disease. Release it. In Jesus' name, release it. Joint pain, give me your joint pain. Give me that gut pain. Give me that sugar diabetes. Put it all on me. Release. It's okay. I died for you. I gave my life for you. I want you whole. I speak life into your body. I speak life into your blood. I cleanse your blood with my blood. I release healing into your skeletal frame. All of the weight you're carrying, I want it off of you. Receive it. You don't have to be sick another hour. Take up your mat and walk. I silence the lie of the enemy that you don't deserve my healing. The blood shed for you makes you qualified. Receive the work, the finished work. It is finished. I say to you, it is finished. I say to you, it is finished. Receive it. It is finished. Be thou made whole. I speak to your mind. I speak to your brain. I speak to your brain cells. And I command your brain to be made whole. I command renewal, the renewing power of the Holy Spirit to come into your mind, into your brain, in the name of Jesus. Receive it. I command stubborn things to go.
pain that's been with you, chronic pain, years of pain, nothing but pain, knowing a life of pain, I break the cycle of pain. As I parted waters, I part your pain. I separate you from your pain in the name of Jesus. Separate you from the pain. And I give you a new identity. You no longer have to be sick. You no longer have to be sickly. You no longer have to believe the lie. You're blessed. You're whole. And you're beautiful. You're beautiful. You make me happy. And I'm not mad at you. No matter what others say. Anybody here who has a pattern of habitual sin, overeating, sexual sin, drugs and alcohol, prescription drugs, illegal drugs, habitual sin, shopping, stealing, hurting other people with your tongue, habitual sin. I want to speak to you. I want to pray over you. I declare that you are debt free. I declare that you are debt free. You are no longer a slave to your old master. And tonight, I separate the chains. I cut the chains between you and the old master. I break those chains of ungodliness and unholiness. I separate you from your days of slavery. You're not a slave. I release you from your prison. I give you the key. Turn the lock. Turn the lock, man. Turn the lock. You are no longer prisoner to this habitual sin. These bars are man-made. And I set you free tonight. You are no longer a captive of the enemy. You are no longer a slave to bondage. And I set you free. Go free. Run out of the cell. Run to your new life. And run. Run to your new master. He's proud of you. He wants you. He's buying you back. He's paid a precious price for you. He wants your body. He wants your soul. He wants your spirit. He wants all of you. He wants to live with you. Tonight, He's coming to your house. He's coming to visit you. Tonight, Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house for dinner. You have my acceptance. Your hands are clean. Your hands are clean. And your mind, I command all of those images, all of the unholy images to be released right now. I command cleansing of the mind. All unholy images, I command those idols to be broken down right now. And may the Spirit of God fill you with holy images. May you see your wife differently. And may you no longer hunt women, but may you learn how to relate. May you no longer look to food to nurture you, and now receive nurture from the Holy Spirit. Drink, be filled, and enjoy the Holy Ghost. Hustle up to the bar and receive the cup of fellowship with God. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Those who know that God has called you to ministry, you know you are called to ministry. Anybody called to ministry, raise your hand. You know you are set apart. You're on the road to ministry. You want ministry. You want to be a vessel. You want to be doing the will of God. In the name of Jesus, I speak over you now. More than your gift, more than your talent, more than your human abilities, I want your heart. As your Heavenly Father, I want your heart. Oh, Son, put up the tools and come to the table and fellowship with me. Oh, daughter of mine, you are not responsible for the burdens of the world. Come unto me, all who are tired and weary and heavy laden. Come unto me and find rest for your soul. Find rest in my bosom. Find rest in this place. Find rest in your heart. I speak rest over you now. Peace. Not as the world gives, but only as Jesus gives. Receive peace. Oh, peace. Learn. Learn the unforced rhythm of grace. Learn to minister out of this place of peace. I want you to learn to receive and then give. Receive and then give. You don't have to force it. You don't have to push so hard. Rest. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Well done. Well done. I want to pray a blessing over you and over your families. I bless you and your household, your children and your children's children. I bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I pray that your heart's desire, that your hunger, that your deepest longing would be filled in your encounter with the living God. I pray that your health would be sound, that your mind would be sharp, that your body would be strong, that you would be sensitive and filled with the moving of the Holy Spirit. I stir up the gift inside of you, the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Let the fire of God come upon you. I impart to you the fire of God. Let the baptism fire of God come upon you tonight. I pray that the fire of God would stir you up in the name of Jesus. Let the wind of change come into your household. Go home with the wind of change, equipped in the power and the fire of God in the name of Jesus.
Be filled with the Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' name. Bless you. You're dismissed.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.